This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by Drenched Fur, where you will meet hundreds of bears and their admirers in Erie, Pennsylvania. So go to drenchedfur.com for more information. Okay, here we go. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 248.
Okay. You're so nice. You're so
American Idol.
Okay.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining me in the show, we have, well, Ray's downstairs right now, and joining us in the show, you can hear Ray in the background. He's working downstairs. We're here at Ray, and joining me in the show are my friends, Peter.
Hello, Peter. Hola,
hola. And we have here also Julio.
Hello.
Yes, yo, it's been a long time you haven't been here in the show, Julio.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, and I think the last time we talked about sex a lot. No. It was Bear Watch when we were talking about Stroke 29. Remember that time? You don't remember that?
No. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about masturbation cream. Was that masturbation lubes?
Anyway. Oh, okay.
Okay, anyway. Continue. Elaborate, please.
Elaborate. Oh yeah, it was. We thought that stroke 29 only works. No wait, it stops working on the 29th stroke.
After 29 strokes,
it stops working. No, it works after 29 strokes. It
right.
becomes okay. Yeah, so it's a kind of lube. Anyway. So welcome, guys. Welcome to Bear Podcast.
You guys talking a lot.
And we're here actually at Ray's house, and they're actually recording a Louis video. They're gonna do some commercials for Louis in a couple of
weeks.
Louis weekend, and that's gonna be on February 26th, Louis 36. We're gonna talk about that. I think downstairs is a Robert who's very active in the bear group, and he knows more about the Louis activities. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so weekend updates. We'll save you for last. Peter, because you have the most fabulous month. Wasn't a month?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's
a whole month. All right. So, Julio, okay, let's talk about your weekend. What happened?
I spent all day Saturday calling people in San Antonio.
Why?
Wait.
Oh. You are hearing us?
Yes.
Oh, shit. We have to re-record.
Oh, God. That's no fun.
Oh, that's no fun. Okay, we're moving.
Okay. You hear me?
Papa, can you hear me?
Yes, we're back, guys. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, we were away for a while. We were kicked out of the living room. The upstairs living room. What is the TV room, I mean. Because...
They're filming a Louis commercial downstairs.
They kicked us out, so we have to move. Yeah, there are about bears? Oops. Sorry about that. There's a interference on the iPhone, I think. I need to put it on airplane mode. There. Okay. So, yeah, we're back. Okay. We were just talking about Julio's weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We were so distracted. I can't believe Ray kicked us out. Okay, so what happened, Julio?
Well, as you all know, me and Ray started our own company.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be going to San Antonio on the 20th to do some adult filming.
And but did you? I thought you did that. You did that last weekend.
We did that last weekend in Houston, but now we're
Houston.
Moving the show to San Antonio.
Oh,
and basically we put ads in different places, and we got all these guys that want to be on film. So they called, they send in the application, and so now I spent all day Saturday calling them up. Asking them if they shave their pubes.
Oh, God. Those things that you have to ask?
Yeah.
Shave your pubes.
They get an erection for 10 or 15 minutes. So that was my Saturday. And then Sunday, I went to the movies to see with my friend Mike Martin, Ray, and Chong.
You guys
watched? Or Chad.
What did you guys watch?
We watched that movie Push.
I watched that too Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you like it?
It was all right. I mean, it started out slow and then it picked up steam and so. But it
did,
seems
did you just it, watch it? Did you
it
watch
was too much hero like.
No, I did
I
not.
Didn't know. It's. So it's a sci-fi. Do you watch Heroes? It's very much like Heroes.
It was exactly like Heroes. That's why
it's got powers and they have movers as telekinetics mm-hmm. and people can read minds and
push
memories and stuff like that. And people can tell the future and people drawing also.
Mm-hmm.
They have to draw. It's very similar to Heroes.
So we were there and then. Our friend Mike, he's very—he might be 30 something, but he acts 13 something.
Oh, okay.
And so he was sitting next to, in the end, and he said, "Tells everybody, do you want to be pushed?
You want to be pushed?
You know, meaning in the movie, and then he would push people into the next person."
Oh, no.
Very childish.
Very childish.
So
I had a. Weird weekend because last Friday I had my wisdom teeth taken out. And have you guys had your wisdom teeth removed?
Not me.
I have.
No. Still have mine.
Mm-hmm. You still have your. Oh my god. Okay. Listen. This is what's gonna happen to you.
Oh my lord.
Okay. So they gave me a they put the some gas on my nose. I think it's nitrous oxide.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be. Sleepy, and then they gave me an IV, and they kept talking to me, saying, you know, what kind of music do you like listening to? And then she took out an iPod and put it on the stereo on the speakers and played some music to distract me and everything. And they were, you know, telling me that you're gonna, ask me questions. When was the first time you had your teeth removed? Because I did. One back in Manila. So that was another experience. So when he did that, I fell asleep. And then the next thing I knew, I woke up. I had gauze in my mouth. And
you were trying to do, Papa, can you see me?
Yeah, so I was there. And I was so hungry, too. So when I woke up, and I was a little dizzy. But not like some of the videos I've seen before that people are getting dizzy and walking around and talking aloud. But that didn't happen to me. And then somebody just drove me home. A friend of mine just drove me home. And from that time on, I've just been eating Jell-O and pudding and soups. That's what I've been eating. So, Peter, if that happens to you,
hope not. I mean,
well, you're young. You're still young. You're only 29.
Oh yeah, thank you. I'm older than you, Nart.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It must be you because I have my wisdom pulled, and I guess it might be because I'm a bear. I was eating the next day.
You
no pudding. No.
Let's go straight to the steak.
No Jell-O.
Yeah, so
you could chew it one side. You know.
Yeah, I chewed on one side. Oh, I have a story. I only took three. I had a weird experience in Manila, and I had my one tooth extracted because that's the only thing that was bothering me back then. So it's the only thing I could afford too. Also, so I was awake when they were taking it out. It took about 45 minutes just to do it. And then when they took it out, and then they stitched me up, and they let me go home. Go home. Okay, you're done. Okay, you're going. And then I rode the jeeps. I'm going home all the way. And then what's funny was I was riding home, and there's this guy who was cruising me.
Oh.
He was cruising me. And, you know, kind of flirty, and then... Later on, when we went down in one of the bus stops, and then you know, I gave him a card, but he never called me afterwards. But it was funny. I mean, of all the times that this is not a good time because I just had tooth gum surgery right now. I can't talk. I can't do anything. I can't do anything oral.
Exactly.
So you took me
around. And we know you miss that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to miss that again for now. I can't still do anything oral right now. Because, for about a few weeks. A week or two, maybe. We'll see. Okay, so that's my weekend. It's a weekend with no oral.
All I want to know is which doctor you go to, because I got my wisdom teeth pulled here, and they didn't put me to sleep. They didn't give me no IV. They just numbed the area, pulled it out, and they sent me home.
Oh, okay.
So
that's what they did too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you must have gone to one of those high-priced doctors, because...
Yeah, well, actually,
I got the Manila treatment.
Manila treatment. Are you excited
about
yours?
Last year, I went to the dentist as usual, and they gave me a quote, actually, to have the 3-tooth pull, and it's like over $1,800.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why I decided to, you know, to hold on to it, because it's, I mean, so far, you know, touch wood, it hasn't bothered me, so...
Oh, okay. So, do you go to the dentist regularly?
Yeah,
though?
I go.
But when it comes to your gum, did you check? Do you do have wisdom teeth impacted or
yes.
just waiting? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't wait. Until
I hope, as I say, you know, I hope the only problem the dentist says just that is the cleaning up.
The cleaning up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I have to be very careful and have to clean them thoroughly. You know, okay. Go all the way behind to brush it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Well, I got a pair of pliers in my car.
No, thank you.
Not a good idea. No.
No.
I don't think
instead
so.
Of $1,800, I'll charge you $120.
No, I did specifically ask. I say I want to have a local anesthetist.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why I think it's more expensive if you do that. So
that's right. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much my weekend. And okay, Peter, now we're all going to your adventures. Okay, you know where you just came from?
I heard.
Okay,
from a trip.
Have you posted pictures yet?
No,
I don't think so.
I haven't got the time because okay. I'm still actually recovering from a jet lag.
Okay, right now you're even sleeping right now,
and I'm very sleepy now now too.
So where have you been first?
Well, I actually had a really good vacation. I stopped over in Japan first for 10 days. It was my first trip to Japan, and it is an amazing country. Mm-hmm. So for those that were planning or have Japan on their list to visit, say go ahead and do it.
I've only been there in the airport.
Okay.
Going to Manila, stopped by Japan first. And... I don't know. Mike was there last August. Mm-hmm. He was there. He went around. He went to the Bear Bar.
Mm-hmm.
He went. Did you go to the bars?
I actually
did. Tell us about the gay bars there.
Okay, the gay bar mainly are in the area called Shinjuku.
Shinjuku.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they all are very small and very discreet. So you really have to look carefully for them. I actually missed a few. I was looking for them. I actually walked past it a few times.
How do you know? I mean, do they have, say,
the gay flag?
Gay flag on them?
No such thing. But
there's no
they do have gay flags or some gay magazine that they post out at the bookstores. They have a few bookstores around that area. It's a very small, like, I think... two or three streets only. Those are the gay area. And from what I saw from online, there's like about 4 or 5 gay bars around the area, but I'm sure there will be more. The one that listed online are mainly for those, I think that, as they say, they will allow foreigners to go in. And I heard that a lot of the local gay bars, they only allow, you know, locals to go in.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Wow. How about the Japanese bears? Are there a lot?
Or
the only bears you see are tourists?
The only bears you see, most of them are tourists, that's
tourists.
Right. Yeah.
What a shame.
What a shame.
Yeah. But now, bears. Surprisingly, again, you know, I'm not into, Asian, but... The last day I was there in Tokyo, I decided to check out the Capsule Hotel. You know, some of you guys have heard about the Capsule Hotel where...
I've never heard of the Capsule
Hotel. It's just a small capsule where you will stay overnight in.
Oh, it's just Yeah. Like a hole.
Like a spaceship.
Like a space.
You know, spaceship, you know, they have this very small hole that you just...
It's like
in.
A...
Like it's
a
just
cocoon.
A bed in
a cocoon.
There. Yeah, it's just a bed in there. But now they even have a small television and you have radio and everything. But it is very, very confined. So for most Caucasian or European... It's gonna be a bit tight.
Pretty tight for
or
big
for
bears.
Most of the bears, it's definitely out of the question.
And if you're gonna
trick,
that's not on place to
right.
Throw.
And it's pretty warm. I mean, even for me, it was pretty
or
warm.
Your head. It's
exactly.
Really hard.
Yeah, it is very, very difficult. Yeah. And again, you have to be very, very silent in the area. So there's no way for you to have action or anything.
Well, that leaves me out because yeah. I'm a moaner and a groaner.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's very, very, very... You have to be very quiet in there. Because most of the people that goes there are businessmen that just want to stay overnight. And that people just snore a lot.
Don't they have some kind of a noise suppressors there?
No, they do not. They do not. Okay. Well, anyway...
Oh, do they have porn in the TVs?
No, they do not.
They don't? What, no. What a shame.
See, this place that I went to is a capsule hotel and at the same time also a spa for men, which has a separate floor for men, and then women's on the separate floor. Mm-hmm. Now, it's my first time that I go to a spa, and this is not a gay spa.
There are no gay spas here in Houston.
So it's not a gay spa. So it's for straight businessmen and all those things. So I went there just to experience. First to experience
naked.
The capsule and then to experience the Japanese spa.
Okay.
And yes, they're all naked.
They're all naked, but they're
and
not
they're,
gay.
They wash, and okay. wash themselves out. Now, to my surprise, I saw a few Japanese guys that are very, very hairy.
Nice.
And I was like, ooh, I can do him. You know, even though I don't like Asian, but I'm
but you
like,
can
I
you can switch.
Him. Yeah.
You can switch teams for
they
a
are
while,
very
huh?
hairy
okay.
and they look pretty hot, actually, some of them.
Nice.
So I was surprised. And again, in general, Japan really is a very, very fun country, and there's so much tradition and it's just amazingly organized. You know, mm-hmm.
Did clean. You go by yourself?
Yes, I went by myself.
Did you meet anyone that you're communicating with now?
No.
No?
I mean, see, I travel a lot alone, but I normally don't mingle with people. I only just do my own stuff. So that's why now I come to a point where I really hate traveling alone.
You need to go with someone.
I know, but then
see,
again...
you would have asked me, you could have had a beer
yeah,
on,
you could have
on
had,
the trip with you.
Yeah,
oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you could have... Julio, try the capsule hotels and mm-hmm. and try to fit one of those.
But I don't think you can actually keep up with me because I wake up very early in the morning and I will be like out the whole day, you know, sightseeing, yeah. walking like kilometers, miles...
I would have kept up with you.
Oh, yeah?
He would. He's very active.
I'm very active. In it.
He doesn't sleep. That's right. Julio doesn't sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I average about
what's wrong with
2
you?
2 hours a night, so I'm usually up by 4 or 5 in the morning.
Okay.
Why don't you sleep? I mean, just, too, are I, you like the fly? You know?
No.
Remember?
I just...
the fly, too? He doesn't sleep?
As long as I get 1 or 2 hours sleep a night, I'm fine.
Oh gosh!
Oh my god!
I mean, that's what I'm now. I haven't been
think of all the things
well.
You can do while you're awake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Japan. That's Japan.
That's
and then
Japan.
What else?
Then after Japan, I flew back to Malaysia to visit my family.
Ah, okay.
So that's
visit
two and
old
a half
boyfriends.
Weeks.
Oh
no, I don't have any. Actually, yes, I do have someone that I used to meet regularly. Mm-hmm. Last time, but the last time I went back in 2005, I tried to call him and I found out that he's actually passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so, sorry.
Yeah,
I
he
didn't
passed
know.
Away.
Stick your foot in your mouth, Maynard, again.
I'm sorry. You should have said something for that. Like, I can't talk about it right now.
No,
anyway.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So, of course, I had fun with my family and everything and did a lot of shopping. And to my surprise, the gay scene there is getting more and more open in Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
A lot of expatriates. That's this specific area they call the Bukit Bintang area, mm-hmm. where a lot of foreigners go there. And there's a lot of sort of like a patio cafe mm-hmm. along there. That a lot of people would just sit there and cruise around.
Mm, okay. So gay flags?
No.
Still no gay
flags.
What is
no
in the nation countries?
Yeah.
Wait, wait. In Manila, there are gay flags.
Okay.
We're kind of adapting it. People are, you know, just in the gay bars that Mike and I went to when we were in Manila, they were in Quezon City. You would know some, most of them, because they use the gay flags now.
All the rainbow colors.
Yeah, rainbow colors. And so in Malaysia. Okay, so that's Malaysia.
That's Malaysia.
How long were you there?
I was there for 2.5 weeks.
Oh,
wow.
And
long trip.
10 days, 2.5 weeks. Wow.
And I also spent 3 days in Cambodia. I flew to Cambodia.
Did you bring back a baby?
No.
Are you?
I didn't know.
Peter Jolie.
Yeah, I actually went to Angkor Wat where Angelina Jolie shot the Tomb Raider and everything.
Oh.
So, but it was very, very hot. And, I mean, Angkor Wat is just those, you know, remains of the ruins from the Buddhism, you know, Buddhists and the Indians and everything.
I'm sure you took a lot of pictures.
Was that a planned trip or you just decided at the last minute to go to Cambodia?
It was a planned trip that I actually bought the ticket
Cambodia.
When I was here because I saw it was pretty cheap flying from Malaysia to Cambodia. So it cost like $130 round trip, so.
And again, why did you not invite me?
Because.
Well, he works alone. He's an alone guy.
I'm a lone ranger.
But then you take pictures.
Exactly.
So that's okay.
That's why. Yeah.
Asian that takes pictures.
Yeah, that's rare.
That's rare.
I don't see any of those at all. No,
not at all. Yeah, enough.
Okay, so how about your pictures are public, are they?
Or yeah, they
okay.
are.
So where can they? They're on Flickr, right?
They're on Flickr, which is FLICKR.com, and then / is it / or /
/photo/
Peter.
Peter with the E's.
Yeah,
into
replace
three.
The E with the three. Number
Peter,
three.
Peter T.
Yeah, Peter T.
Okay, P3T3RT.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, that's an amazing. Amazing adventure you have. So
yeah, I actually would love to go back to Japan, honestly.
When did you come back? Last weekend?
I came back last Thursday afternoon.
And you still haven't gone through your jet lag yet?
I have not because I have not been sleeping. It was a 28 hours flight back from Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get the chance to sleep at all. So it's been killing me. Because at the same time, too, I thought that...
You need more sun.
You
That's
think
it.
So, huh?
You just need to at the right times of the day, mm-hmm. you expose yourself to the sun, and then eventually you will adjust yourself.
Oh. Your clock will go back and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So during the day, don't sleep. Go out and get some sun. So your body clock will adjust to it again.
See, instead of doing that, what I did is that the day I actually came back on Thursday, I went straight to the gym and I swam. So because I thought that if I make myself tired enough, then I can go to bed.
I do different things to make myself tired.
Uh-huh. You're lucky people, so. Uh-huh.
You can do things alone, too.
No. I'd rather do it with someone.
So the audience wants to know, you went by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Did you get laid?
No.
What? For a month?
What?
Wow.
For a month. That's why when I came back to Houston, I quickly called all my trick lists.
Mm-hmm. All your trick lists, huh?
Uh-huh.
And everybody was out of town in
Malaysia.
Everybody
was out of town, exactly. So that didn't help.
Sorry about that. I had to get my... I forgot to get my list.
Okay.
It was outside. Okay. so... Julio, what are you working on right now?
What do you mean?
Besides you got stories. Do you still do the Planned Parenthood thing?
Yeah, I do STD tests. I'm a health educator during the day.
Uh-huh.
Porn producer by night. I don't know. I may need to get a cape for that.
Oh, really?
But, okay. Yeah, I do I'm a health educator. I do STD testing during the daytime. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So right now, you know, it's been crazy. We're working on a new project. It's called the Jail Initiative.
The Jail Initiative?
Mm-hmm. And basically, Texas Department of Health wants community-based organizations like the one I work for to go in to different jails all around Harris County, Fort Bend County, Galveston County, and they want us to test everybody that gets booked into jail.
Okay.
Particular jail that I'm working out of, they have over 380 people to 500 people being booked every week.
What? Lord. That's a lot.
Uh-huh. And that's just one jail.
This is one jail.
In the suburb of Houston.
And you test them all.
No, okay. It's impossible to test that many people. You have to be there every single day. But we're giving it our good try. Mm-hmm. And so we've been averaging maybe 80 to 100 people every time we go on Monday, and then another 50 people when we go back on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we're not reaching as many people as the Texas Department of Health wants. But
I see.
But we're giving it a good college try.
Okay, well that's good.
So,
wow, that's a lot. Anyway, before we go on, we're going to do a raffle. By the way. It's actually, yeah, this episode is brought to you by Drenched Fur from drenchedfur.com. And, yeah, we have a raffle. I mean, we are raffling one free registration to one of the listeners, either you from the podcast or from the Bear Radio listeners. Just send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line, Drenched Fur. And we will pick the winner on February 22nd. And just email us your entry and you'll get the chance to have a free registration for Drenched Fur, which is going to be on April 3rd to 5th. So for more information, go to drenchedfur.com. And thank you, Gary, for the registration, free registration. So thank you. And send in your entries. Hurry, guys. Okay, you have 2 weeks to send it out. Okay, deadline is February 22nd. All right.
What kind of website is it?
It's a Bear Run. It's a Bear Run,
okay,
actually.
Okay, see. That drenched fur, you know.
Drenched fur.
Mm-hmm. It could be anything, you know.
No, we had Gary last week
in
the
okay.
episode. Yes. So, yeah, it's okay. For those of you don't know, it's a Bear Run in Erie, Pennsylvania. They have a water park.
Ooh.
They have their own. They're closing out a water park for themselves, and you know, bears and
water
splashing in water and big giant. Hot tub and lots of bear soup right there and egg drop soup afterwards. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. No,
that reminds me of Corpus.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Not Corpus. South Padre Island.
South Padre Island.
South Padre Island.
There was egg drop soup in there.
There's egg drop soup in the hot tub. That's right. Okay. What else am I going to talk about? One more thing. Actually, I want to talk about Louis weekend, but. Robert is downstairs. We have to call him. We have to pause. But anyway, there's this event that's coming on in Phoenix, Arizona, called Southwest Leather Pride. It's on March 5th, and it's in Phoenix, Arizona. A weekend of leather fun in the desert.
Okay.
Leather fun in the desert. It's going to be hot, don't you think?
Yeah, leather and sand.
And it's March. It's warm by that time, right? Uh-huh. Southwest Leather Pride welcomes you as we enjoy a fun-filled weekend completely supported by our sponsors. And come enjoy the Southwest Leather Contest or enter as a contestant. Our local businesses and leather groups have joined together to make this a weekend you won't soon forget. Temperature isn't the only reason this desert is hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the leather, too. Go to swleatherpride.org for more info. And, yes, okay, great. We're having another guest. He's the membership committee of our group of Houston Area Bears. I'd like to welcome, is it on? You can switch it on. Is it on? Okay, Robert. Hello, Robert. Welcome.
I'm Maynard.
Yes, it's good to have you again. Okay, in a couple of weeks right now, what are we doing right now? Actually, everybody's here right now, and you guys are doing a commercial for Louis Weekend.
Right. We're doing one of the segments that the Bears are doing for the show of shows for Louis Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many of you guys are doing? Three? Four?
We're doing three commercials this year.
Gonna record them all tonight.
Not all tonight, no.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. That's going to be hard.
We're behind schedule.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's going to be Louis. The website is louisweekend.com.
Correct.
And, yes, tell the audience about Louis Weekend.
Louis Weekend, this is our 36th year for Louis Weekend. We've been doing it since the mid-70s, obviously. Mm-hmm. And basically it started out as a thank you for the bar staff in New Orleans from the bar staff in Houston. Basically, if you've ever been to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, you know that the bar staff there work continuously, and basically they don't get to go out and play during Mardi Gras. So yeah. Mm-hmm. The people here in Houston wanted a way to say thank you and let them come have a party also. So we do it the weekend after Mardi Gras ends. So mm-hmm. it's always the weekend following Ash Wednesday.
That's right.
It's more than just a weekend. It actually starts on the Thursday and runs through Sunday.
That's right. Okay. I'm excited about that. Although I do have... Okay, guys, there's going to be a change in audio quality because I screwed up. But it's a good thing we have backup recording.
This is my backup. We end up using the backup now. Put down your microphones.
Okay.
It's a good thing I have a backup. All right. This is not anymore.
Okay, so we're on these now.
You're on
right?
these now.
Okay.
But that's sensitive enough. Okay, we're back, guys. Back to Louis Weekend. It's every the weekend after Ash Wednesday.
Correct. Yeah,
it's been going on for 36 years. So how many clubs are now participating in this event now?
Well, we have 10 full member organizations and 8 auxiliary members organizations that help put on the weekend. And it's made up of the Leather Levi, Bear, Charity. There's a lot of different organizations in the Houston area that put this on. And it's just a party weekend. It's not to raise money for anything in particular, which is why... If you live outside of the Houston area, it doesn't cost you anything to attend the weekend. If you live in the Houston metropolitan area, basically, if you live in Harris County or any of the 7 surrounding counties, it costs you $15 for the weekend.
Okay.
Very affordable.
Very affordable, especially if you're out of town. And how many countries would come? I mean, represented?
We've had Canada, Mexico, France, Germany... all over the United States. I think right now we've got well over 500 people already pre-registered for the weekend. We're probably going to look at about 1,000 people total.
Awesome.
And that's the people that register. There's a lot of people that show up that don't show register.
That's true.
Oh, you know what's going to be a problem now? That we're not doing it anymore in Mary's, anything in Mary's, are we?
That's correct.
So what's going to happen now with the Sunday?
Well, Sunday... Sunday this year will be at EJ's.
Okay. So, oh, that's okay too.
That's okay. They have a really great patio. Mm-hmm. Our whole schedule has actually changed this year, just because we try to hold the event in the bars that our host organizations call their home bars. Mm-hmm. And this past year, the clubs that called Mary's home have moved to other establishments. So yeah. Thursday night we're going to be doing pre-registration, our first night at George. Friday night we'll be at the Bears Home Bar, which is Tony's Corner Pocket. Then Saturday morning we'll be at the 611. Saturday afternoon we'll be at the Ripcord. Saturday night we'll be serving dinner at the Brazos River Bottom. Then our show is always at Rich's, and then the after party will be at EJ's. So it should be a really great weekend.
It's totally different to the one I'm used to.
It will be. It's going to be a new, not a new format, but a new circuit, basically. So
venue.
There's a new venue.
A couple of new venues this year.
So that'd be awesome. Okay, guys, so everybody listening out there, just visit louisweekend.com for more information. You can register there if you're out of town. You're all welcome to come over to Houston. It's always a good weekend. Right, so thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. The info. Okay, so what else? What do we have? Yeah, I guess, We got some. Oh, are you going to go downstairs? Are you going to? Okay.
See what they're doing, don't I?
All right.
Bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert.
Bye.
Okay. They're doing the
Louis commercials.
Okay, come over here. Get it over here. Okay. We got some listener comments. Listener comments. Hold on. Okay, you guys gonna get kind of this.
Papa, can you hear? No.
If I could get it to work right. First comment is from Alan. Actually, did you see my what is it? My project art.
No.
No, you haven't seen it yet? Oh, okay. I was on the runway. Anyway, I got a comment from Alan. Thank you, Alan, for commenting. He says that was the best ever. I almost fell off the chair. I hope you're okay from falling off the chair. Yeah, you'll see it on the website. Okay. Next comment is from Johnny Random. Yeah, he was commenting on one of the episodes about the what do you call this? I went to this expo. It's called the Halloween and Party Expo in Houston, in downtown Houston, in Jar Jar Brown, and we had this. They were showcasing all these costumes and lady wear and Halloween not costumes but Halloween decorations, mm-hmm. skulls and whatever they have those, and one of them, they have a fashion show of these
costumes.
Yeah, so Johnny said that there was a female Robin, but she died, because I did mention there was a female Robin female Robin costume. I don't know. It's kind of weird to see a female Robin costume. And he says that... Oh, Ray's not here. Ray's not here, so... Anyway, Ray, I like you too. Stop feeling so sorry for yourself. Yeah, because Ray was feeling bad because Ray felt nobody likes him. But many love Ray, right? We love Ray.
Yes.
Some more than others.
Some more than others. Okay, next is from John B. Thanks, Nard and Ray, for demonstrating exactly why Viagra and Cialis feature the "if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, seek medical help immediately" warning. Yeah, they have that kind of warning there. If someone has continuous vomiting as a side effect from medication, you're going to quickly find a doctor. An erection lasting for much longer than usual, the response is to go, "Great! What do you do when you have a 4-hour erection?"
Make sure I have somebody there with me for 4 hours.
That's right. Or you call your friends, right? Mm-hmm. You call your friends.
And let them come over and take shifts.
Yeah, take shifts. That's right. Okay. Unfortunately, that erection could be your last permanent impotence. permanent impotence could be the result. I mean, that's what I said. That could be your last. So, yeah, if Mr. Happy is stuck at attention, seek medical help. Good sense, John.
Down boy now.
And from my point of view, herbal generally means doesn't do anything. If you want to spend money on herbal Viagra, fine, but I suspect it's not likely to do much. We were talking about some of those herbal Viagras, but they're not really...
No. Whenever you buy anything that says herbal or anything that's going to say it will make your penis grow and all that...
Yeah.
All you're doing is making somebody else rich. That's all you're doing.
That's right.
If that's what you want, my name is Julio, and my P.O. box is... Send the money directly to me, you know, because that's all you're doing is
ripping people off.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty sad that people are doing that. Anyway, okay, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Oh, actually, before I end, the reason why we talked about that is because... I had a friend who was telling me about these herbal Viagras, or they're saying some of them really work. They really work because they really have Viagra in them, and they sell them off as something else. So that's what they were doing. You were saying.
You sure it's not mind over matter?
No, it isn't. It's really real. And
they
the FDA.
They crush a little of Viagra.
Yeah, they mix it into it, and there you go. And then it works. And then what they do, the FDA cracks down on them, And then they pull it out of the market. They
repackage it.
They repackage another one, rename it differently, and that's what happens. And the cycle goes on. But anyway, okay. So, yeah, that's up the show. I guess Ray's not going to join. He's very busy downstairs recording the commercials. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And how can people catch you guys? Julio.
How can they catch me?
Yeah, online.
I guess...
You don't go online anymore. No!
It's real hard.
You don't chat anymore. Adam
lately
for Adam.
It's been real bad. I'm on Adam for Adam. The name is Ascensio 1960. Or...
I know when you were born.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Right. I live before 1960.
Oh, that's right. You live in Highway 1960. Okay.
And I'm Bear 411. I'm under Recon Tex.
Recon Tex.
All right.
I don't like Bear 411.
Tex.
People hate Bear 411.
Yeah, I don't get on there that often. So oh, okay. Most of the time you'll find me on Adam for Adam or Bigger City.
Oh, Bigger City.
Huh? I'm always on Bigger City.
What's Bigger City for you?
What do you mean, Bigger City?
What's your online name on Bigger City?
Oh, Recon Tex also.
Recon Tex, okay.
Yeah, Recon Tex.
Yeah. So. Ask your sex questions to Julio. Like, what do you do when you put too much stuff in your ass? Stuff like mm-hmm. that. He'll tell you the limits.
Mm-hmm. There's a crunch limit now.
And Peter, and you have the Flickr account that people can watch it, see your pictures.
Yes,
you have posted your Japan pictures already. Well.
No, I have not. I only posted one picture.
Slacker.
Yes, I have been slacking.
You need some sleep, man.
I do.
You need
some
sleep.
That's exactly what I need.
Okay, he's gonna sleep very soon. And thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com, or Ray, who's busy right now downstairs, @theray@bearpodcast.com. And you can call the voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And visit the website at bearpodcast.com. I slipped. I'm sorry. Bearpodcast.com. You can subscribe by iTunes. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And you can also catch us on Facebook and Twitter. All the links are on the website. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.